enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
It's the 53rd podcast, which is, you know, it's pretty good. I like where this is going. The numbers keep going up. They go up once a week, and I like that. I like this whole counting thing.
It's also the 59th comic, if this podcast goes according to plan.
Yes. If we actually write a comic.
It may not go according to plan. It's pretty much usually, it usually does.
Usually.
But I don't want to get, you know, all arrogant and trip myself up.
Exactly. You don't want to get a big head. I get it.
I don't want to trip over my own head.
Right. Something really funny happened in the past week when people were reading our comic about revenge story.
Yeah.
My friends liked it, but like literally like half of my friends just didn't understand what was going on in the second panel. I thought we painted the most obvious picture.
Well, did they know what the things were?
Yeah. It's like a bloody wedding ring that says forever on it and a bullet that says revenge. And they kept like, it was either they didn't get it or it was my other friends who were just like me, incredulous that they didn't get it. That other people didn't get
so
it.
So like, that divisive, huh?
Yeah, I guess. And then once we explained it to them, they liked it.
Even mom got it.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, even our mother got it.
And that doesn't happen. She doesn't get things.
Yeah, usually she doesn't.
Here's an example of our mother trying to interpret our comic. When she read the Skyrim one, she asked us if what we meant to say when we said dual wielding shields was duel wielding. Like D-U-E-L wielding. Like wielding shields in a duel.
I thought she was saying the syntax was just wrong and it was like, but she had some other.
No,
like
she didn't. She didn't understand why you would say that, so she thought we must have made a typo.
Yeah, so I just explained that away by saying it's video game talk.
But even though in panel 2, you say, I'm not the type of man to run around with one shield, and then in panel 3, there's blatantly a man wielding two shields.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
So there. She didn't she got tripped up on that, and yet she understood this comic.
Anyway, yeah, so like, they thought that, like maybe my character, or your character, had accidentally murdered his wife, but then why would the bullet still have the casing on it? So that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Why would I have the revenge bullet?
So my friend Lenny thought that maybe I didn't know that bullets lose their casings when you shoot them. So
see, that's the same thing as mom. It's like, don't assume that we made a mistake.
Yeah.
Assume that, like, your shit's not on point first.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because he's actually one of my smartest friends, but
no.
He's most typically the one who comes to me and says, I don't get this. So
can't be that smart.
He's not, I don't know. He's like really funny and really smart.
There's different kinds of intelligence.
True.
Obviously he thinks that you're an idiot or I'm an idiot or both.
Yeah.
He may be right, but.
No, he doesn't think I'm an idiot. He just, once I explained it, he thought it was a funny comic. Mom seemed to think it was pretty morbid.
Well, it is.
Absolutely, but it's funny. So I just wanted to give my 10-second Skyrim review.
Okay, I...
No, it'll be spoiler-free. Don't worry. Don't worry your little head.
Okay. I won't worry my little head.
I got 10 hours in the first day. So that's pretty much... like
That's strange. I don't understand why you didn't get 24 hours in.
I popped a blood vessel in my eye. So... That's good. That's a good thing.
Is it because you forgot to blink?
A little bit. The game was so pretty that I kind of just couldn't stand to close my eyes and miss it for a split second.
All right, well, that's cutting into your 10 seconds.
Basically, the way I would sum it up is it's one of those games that comes along every once in a while where you play it, and it's so good that it just seems like you can't go back and play anything else because it's just fucking incredible. Like, I've just been severely blown by everything I've encountered so far.
That's awesome.
The music is phenomenal. The graphics, the environments are like mind-blowingly amazing. Like the mountains and everything with the mist, it looks so good. The combat is incredibly improved from Oblivion. It's like far and away better. There's actually more than like 6 voice actors, which is really good.
Okay, this is, you're going over here.
I'm just saying, I'm blown. I'm totally blown by it.
Yeah.
11 out of 10.
So I assume you've realized that we made a fact checking error. I mean, I guess we didn't fact check, but we made.
See, yeah, everybody brings that up. It's not a factual comic, like it's not based on fact, but I think it's fine. It's based on a rumor. It was still a thing. Like I don't really see the problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, I probably would have thought twice about it, but
I don't regret making the comic.
But so yeah, basically, in terms of the reception for that, most of the reception was people saying this: you can't dual wield shields. But then a lot of people did point out the pretty inevitable possibility that it'll be modded in to the game.
Absolutely.
So it still stands. Whatever.
I would bet all of my money, all of my clams, on there being a dual wielding shield mod. They're definitely gonna do that. Some dude is gonna think it's awesome.
There's anything any work that even has to go into it, but the impression I have is that they would just have to enable it, and then it would work.
Well, yeah, but they'd have to have a way for you to actually fight with your shields.
Well, you can shield bash, and you can do your shits.
I don't use shields on my character, but I don't know if there's like...
They don't have to make a way for you to be able to fight. It can just be they enable it, and you can go around and defend.
You can do whatever you want, yeah.
It's up to you.
Sure. Dual wielding is a lot of fun. I was a little bit disappointed about the shield.
Okay, player. Well, your 10-second review is over. There's no more of it. We're not going into extended play here.
So yeah, I tried to.
People can read one of the tens of Skyrim reviews if they really want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, really, who's on the fence? Who's on the fucking fence? Nobody.
Maybe people who didn't like Oblivion.
Yeah. Okay.
I think if you didn't like Oblivion, first of all, you're dumb.
Eat a dick.
Second of all, there's still a chance you might like Skyrim. Probably not a great chance.
If you didn't play Oblivion, then you're just a poor misguided soul, and I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. I could definitely see someone not liking Oblivion.
Well, now, in this day and age.
If you're in it... Well, yeah, no, when it came out, though. If you're really just in the game for the combat strictly, then it's not...
But that's a failing.
The combat's really good in Skyrim, but I still just play it for the world. Like, the immersiveness of it.
Stop trying to review the goddamn game.
I'm just... why you gotta put restrictions on me?
Anyway,
I'm just talking about it. It's relevant.
Let me read some of the good comments we got.
Okay.
Where can I find more of these jokes, especially Oblivion? And I did saw one or two Skyrim comic jokes. Smiley face.
I think we need to start making Skyrim comics just to make this person happy.
But he, especially Oblivion, that he wants Oblivion comics. Where can I find more of these jokes, comma, no question mark, especially Oblivion? And I did saw one or two Skyrim comic jokes. Smiley face.
Maybe they think Oblivion is a funnier game. It probably is.
It's probably more rife for the pickings, comedy pickings.
Yeah.
A lot of people liked the comic, but I won't read those comments because it's not that interesting.
Can you give me a taste?
Okay, just I mean, taste. People said it was funny. They said that they liked the final frame of him being pumped up, ready for the things.
Yeah, that's what my
the things that might get him.
Yeah,
things that you might customarily use a shield to stop from getting you.
Hmm.
Here's a comment. Lol, I chuckled briefly.
Okay.
And there's a little face sticking out his tongue.
Interesting.
Yeah, just a brief chuckle.
Just a brief chuckle. That's okay. That's all I really aim for.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Then someone quoted, "Freddy got fingered." So that's okay.
Seems relevant.
I mean,
right. Good movie.
I guess it's a semi-relevant quote. I think that guy is pretty much just looking for any and all excuses possible to quote, "Freddy got fingered."
He's always looking for that hook.
Just trying to work it in. It's like the guerrilla marketing guy who was just never fired. Like he's just still.
He's still trying to do. He's still trying to prove himself.
Well, he's just still getting paychecks. So he's like, I guess we'll just keep doing this. So now we can move to game FAQs, and I think you know what direction these comments are going to go in. We got one person who just posted the URL for a Control-Alt-Delete comic.
Was it relevant?
No. I mean, I think it was about Skyrim.
Oh.
But it was another Skyrim comic.
Was he trying to say it was better?
No, I just put it there. It's cool. Just the little URL.
Cool.
Awesome Door says, I don't get it.
Okay, good.
And then someone in response to that says, it's a poke at the people who complain about the fact that you can't dual-wield shields in the game. No, it isn't. As if being able to do so would be useful in any conceivable way. Unless, of course, you can dual-wield shields, in which case the comic is even better because it points out how stupid that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then someone says, yes, but comics are supposed to be funny. And now tell me if this next sentence sounds familiar in any way to you. The first comic lacks any comedic value whatsoever.
Like our first comic?
No, but I think he means like between our comic and the Control-Alt-Delete comic.
Okay, good, good. Does it? Yeah, it's pretty unfunny.
Lacks any comedic value whatsoever. It isn't clever, it doesn't have a punchline, and it has no wit. It is the pictorial equivalent of saying, dual-wield shields would be dumb.
Is it?
I mean, according to the Hamburglar.
Hamburglar's gonna hate, you know? That's how it is.
Even worse, it's trying to make fun of something that was a joke to begin with. Nobody was upset that you couldn't dual-wield shields because it would be an awesomely viable battle tactic. People got all up in arms about it because of how hilariously inept dual-wielding shields would be. So once again, we weren't really trying to make fun of anything.
No.
And then the final comment, which is kind of awesome in its own way. If you want a funny webcomic, then you'll want to visit Awkward Zombie and Darkle Gacy Comics, I guess.
I don't understand.
The only webcomics that are actually worth reading.
What?
The two comics he links are the only comics worth reading.
Interesting. But, go ahead and just invalidate your own opinion there. Good job.
No, I mean, that's cool. Now, I don't have to stay current with, like, 20 comics. I can just read two.
That's true. That is...
Because these are the only ones worth reading.
Yeah.
Why would I read something that wasn't worth
reading? The only thing that's going to really improve you.
I can stop reading our comics, too.
Yeah. No, we don't need to read them. We don't need to make them anymore. Why bother?
Not worth reading.
Yeah.
I think I did check out this comic. It's not worth reading. So
I wouldn't think it was.
I don't know if you trust my opinion.
Listen up. That person's an idiot. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Dark Legacy Comics. I probably should have parsed that a little bit better.
Hey, what do you think it was?
I think I said Darkle Gacy.
Darkle Gacy.
Yeah.
It's like when you kept saying Fallation instead of
Fallation. This is like there was no space, so
right, it's a URL.
But yeah, it's clearly Dark Legacy.
Darkle Gacy.
So yeah. So there's the comments that we got.
Good stuff.
We also got a hit from a curious URL, and I clicked on it to see what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's Windows Live Family Safety, right?
Okay.
And it says, your parent might not want you to visit this website. And it has our URL there, Super Booker Brothers. And then it says, the family safety filter sometimes gets confused and blocks a website which is really okay. If you are not sure this website should be okay with your parents, don't visit it. And then it has two options. One is, it says, not sure this website is okay, you can click go back. And then the other option is, continue if you think this website is okay. And then it says, there's a button to visit the page. So it's like, is this what it's come down to with like Net Nanny? It's like just a webpage that asks the child if they think it's okay. Is that really?
Child doesn't know shit. That's the whole point of Net Nanny.
I mean, it's like, I don't get it. What's the point of this?
It's retarded.
We're not sure if this website is okay. Do you think your parents would be okay with it? If so, like, what kid is gonna fucking be like, no, my parents would definitely not be down.
Yeah, like, no, you're gonna fucking click that shit. You're curious as shit.
So.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that was funny.
I hope the kids read us.
Yeah. It's all about the kids, really.
It is.
We got an email.
Really?
Yes.
I am blown.
It's a rare event. It might be less rare if we remember to tell people to email us. It's superbrofibrothers.
We do it every podcast.
At gmail.com.
Superbrofibrothers at gmail.net.
Com.
Dot com.
You know the
business. Dot commerce.
So, hey, family brofi.
Whoa. It's not the whole brofi family.
I was listening to podcasts 25, making my way through them since I started listening to your chats, and they're good stuff. You two are making me laugh consistently more than the other 9 webcomics I read, Tim Buckley not included.
Thank God.
Thanks for the laughs, Tom.
You know what, Tom? That's exactly what I like to hear. We need more Toms. You hear that?
This world.
We need more Toms in this world.
Just drop us a line. See, there's nothing fancy in there.
See, yeah, you don't have to think out your emails. It's just nice to hear some feedback, and we don't hear a lot of it. Like, we got a webcomic with hundreds of readers, but for some reason, we get just Tom here. We just get Tom. And I'm not saying Tom isn't enough, but Tom isn't enough. I mean, it's awesome that Tom emailed us, but we need more of that.
Also, I'm really sorry that you started from the beginning of the podcast, because, I mean, that's what it seems that you're implying.
Yeah, wow. Sorry, dude. Really sorry about that. That's been rough.
once you hit the point where I started editing the podcast, I think you're going to think that they're a bit better. So,
yeah. Well, if he's still catching up, he's going to have a long time until he hears this.
That's true.
Just to reinforce my policy that I described earlier, Tom is now our number one fan. Because the last person to email us will always be our number one fan.
I hope he's still the number one fan when, by the time he hears this.
Maybe. I mean, he could always email us again, step his shit up.
He's about halfway there, probably.
Yeah.
This was on a week ago, so he might be almost there.
I still get, like, really surprised when I hear that people laugh at these podcasts, like, consistently, because...
Well, I think he was saying... The other part was just saying the comics.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know, maybe not.
I don't think we're that funny. So...
I also hope... I just want to... You're not totally clear here. I hope that Tim Buckley is not included in your life. Like, I hope you're not... I hope you don't, like, read Control-Delete and then you just don't count it as what you read. Like, I hope you're just abstaining.
Yeah.
Because that...
I don't know what there is to gain from Tim Buckley.
You don't want to play around with that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Tom. Keep reading. Spread the joy. And, fuck it.
Fuck that chicken.
Yeah, keep fucking that chicken. You want to hear an email I got?
Yeah, sure.
It's from Cindy Rothman.
Okay.
Greetings, President, is actually allowing United States government, allows for supporting loved ones in your area so that they can stimulate the actual overall economy. Take a visit, G6 Newscom. You should not miss out. It will not last extensive.
All right.
So,
well,
take a visit.
Don't sleep on that.
G6 Newscom. Check it out. There's 3 spaces before the com. Remember that.
Well... You wouldn't have wanted that to get caught in your spam filter, because then you wouldn't have known.
Exactly. And now I'm informed. Anyway, you want to start writing? I'm ready. I'm feeling it.
You don't want to hear some entertaining things?
I'm feeling the writing right now. I just want to do it.
Okay.
I got an energy surge.
Okay. Do it.
Yeah.
So, what we have here is a situation.
Do we?
Almost always.
What is it?
We can either try and do one of these comics, like the one of the premises that we have written in the document that you have.
Yeah.
Or I can give you a comic that is as up to this point has been secret from you.
Let's do that. Let's do number two.
Okay. And now you can tell me what type of thing you want, what type of tidbit. You can have a mostly written comic, you can have an idea that we can build into a comic. You can tell me what sort of subject matter you'd like to make a comic about, and I'll see if I have anything that pertains. So many choices open to you at this juncture.
Give me something that's mostly written. I want to see what you got.
I thought you were feeling the writing juice. What happened to that?
Well, I feel like if I use it to really, like, craft and sculpt something you've written, to make it into something actually good.
Okay. Sounds like
let's do it.
Bit of a cop-out, but sure.
You're a cop-out.
You're a cop-out.
Yeah.
all right, let's see what I have. Do you have anything you want it to be about?
All right. Cooking. Cooking. I'm just going with vague topics. Cooking. See if you have a cooking related comic.
Cooking, hey.
Yeah. Or cookies.
Cookies?
Well, you already had a kind of a cookie comic, so.
I know.
Or a comic with a cookie in it.
Are you fucking the mic?
No.
All right. Sounds like you're fucking something.
I mean, I'm barely making any sound here. I was just using my touchpad on my laptop.
Well. It comes out.
Don't need...
It all comes out in the wash.
Yeah, you know what else comes out? Our voices. So it's just sound. It's fine. It's not that disturbing.
Our voices are what the people are paying for.
They're not paying anything. They should be, but they're not.
I have something here about grilled cheese, but it might be nauseating.
Yeah. Sounds it. Yeah? What? Like, what?
What are you doing? I mean, I was like, if you want food...
Is it funny?
Not really.
Okay, don't read it yet. Let's do something funny.
See, you just want me to... You want a really
Look, we
good
can go, we can go through our douchey, like, not funny comic period in a couple years. For now, we need to deliver the hits.
I have an idea here about food, but it's not a full comic.
It doesn't have to be about food. I was just throwing that out there because you were asking me for a category.
Well, you want to give me another category? It can be an abstract concept. It could be like...
Okay.
Could be anything.
Abstract concept.
Could be anything.
Interesting.
Is it?
is it? Give me something related to... I can't think of any words right now. So that's posing a big issue. I know what kind of thing I want, maybe, but I can't think of what the words are. It's getting to be a real problem.
Sounds problematic.
Yeah. Music.
Music, eh?
Music. Has it been long enough since we've done a comic related to music?
Let's see if there's anything. I'm not showing anything for music.
Alright, why don't you just pick something that you like and we'll write it. Because this guessing game, I have to guess a category and then you have to see it's fucking like reverse retarded Jeopardy here.
Well, I thought it might be fun, but it would definitely rely on you being able to think of something to think of.
I draw a blank sometimes. I'm sitting here.
You can't just think of anything if you're put on the spot.
No. Not even at all. Like, ever.
And then if you're not put on the spot, you have no reason to think of anything, so you don't think of anything either.
Right, I just don't think of anything in general.
I mean, I don't know what you want.
I don't care, I just...
So much stuff here.
Give me a funny comic. You have a whole bunch of them in that secret bag of yours. You just need to pull one of them out and put it on the table.
It's just so hard, which I don't know which one will be right.
They all gotta be right at some point. We're gonna make them.
But you want a full, plump one.
At this point, I don't really give a shit. Let's just write something. It doesn't have to be fully fudged out.
Okay, let me see. I guess we don't want to do another comic where it's just me.
No. Gotta break those up.
Well. Don't do that.
Just trying to add some entertainment to this podcast.
I'm not gonna leave in sounds of you farting with your mouth.
It's the best part. You should have that as a way to break up segments.
Good.
So all right, here's the writing segment.
Here's one. What? How many panels do you want to do?
Minimum. The minimum amount.
So none.
One panel.
Let's
do a one panel comic strip.
I mean, I think the guy who does Family Circus just passed away. We could do a memorial. An extremely disrespectful memorial.
Like Panera Kid did with Gary Gygax? You remember that?
No.
They had a... You know who Gary Gygax is, right?
I knew at one point.
He's a Dungeons & Dragons guy.
Yeah.
So when he died, they just put up a picture of a dragon crying.
Oh, that's not disrespectful.
And the title was bordering on semi-tasteful.
Oh.
I don't know, I feel like doing disrespectful memorials to people is a little bit played out.
I don't really care one way or the other about Family Circus anyway, so...
Oh, fuck that shit.
It wasn't a sincere offer.
It's a terrible comic.
It's even worse now.
Fucking glad he's dead. Yeah, he's not gonna be making good comics from a coffin, that's for sure.
I have the first half of a comic here.
Do you think we could write a second half?
Yeah.
Alright, let's hear it.
In order to commemorate this comic, I'm gonna have a sip of water.
Alright, good to know. It's a good idea. I'll take a sip of water as well.
It's about water, so. No better time.
That's what I should have said. Water. Everybody, that's like, everybody resonates with water. Anybody can connect with that.
It's part of... Most people, it's part of their lives.
Most people, yeah.
So, I have this... Just this bit of dialogue. I drink a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
This is based on a true story about when I drank a glass of water one time.
Is that how all the good stories start?
That's the start, middle, and end.
Right.
So. Yeah, I drank.
Wait, what? That's the comic you drank.
No,
water?
That's the story that's based on.
So that's just three panels of you drinking water. That'd be pretty funny.
And then it just says water.
Because that's like the punchline that resolves all of our comics. It's like it's like a comic strip, and then it's just, oh, this isn't funny.
Anyway, I drink a glass of water, and then I say, what's this invigorating sensation? I feel high. And then you say, you mean hydrated? You feel hydrated. And then I say, I feel like I could do anything.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's all I have.
So what we need to write here is the reveal.
Yeah.
And you don't have anything?
We could think of something.
I mean, is the idea that you'd just be doing something crazy in panel 3?
Well, see, the thing is that I realized when I drank a glass of water one time that, like, I mean, I actually did feel kind of high. And I was like, whoa.
It's because you probably forget to drink water a lot.
Well, no, I drink a fair amount, but I never, like, chug a glass. Like, I think there's, like, some properties if you take in a lot of it. like at once.
Mm.
It's water.
So panel one, I see you like.
I already got a title. I got a title for this one. It's
what?
It's H2O.
Good one.
Genius.
I see you like voraciously chugging a glass of water in panel one, like a crazy bitch, and then yeah, you're like, I feel high. But what is three? This is where it gets tough.
I mean, the classic punch, the boring punch, is that I would actually be doing something awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that is what we do.
Well, it's not funny.
No.
So.
No. It's what passes for funny these days.
Is it?
Yeah. That's the kind of punchline that people do.
I'm honestly not entirely sure what passes for funny anymore.
I mean, I know what people try to pass off as funny.
Right. But it seems like our comics often don't pass that qualifier, which is weird. Because I think we try to write funny things, and I feel like we succeed, but then turns out we didn't.
True.
Speaking of, I just think the past like week or two of Penny Arcade has just been pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Yeah. Pretty bad. I've my criticisms of Penny Arcade.
I feel like it has been going downhill a little bit, but really recently been thinking it's not so good.
I think they've gotten a little lazy to the point where they just think that like some conversation they have can be a comic.
Either that or they are they're constricted by
gaming.
By gaming, and they feel like they have to write a comic about it, and like they did one about a thing where people were buying Call of Duty for like thousands of dollars, and that was just not funny. Like it was really topical, and it's relevant. I feel like sometimes they value that over the joke.
Well, surely they do, and that's
yeah,
that's where we swoop in and save the day.
I think that's also why people have problems with us, though, because our comics are so eclectic and strange.
And timeless?
Yeah.
Utterly sure. Timeless?
Yeah, just timeless classics.
Alright, so I don't know if I'm, like, chugging this glass of water crazily because that's, like, well, why am I doing that?
Maybe you're just, like, it might actually be funny if you're just drinking a glass of water, like a normal person would.
But I think I should be almost done with it, so it looks like I drank the whole glass. But
yeah.
We have to have some sort of reason for that to happen, so it's not contrived.
Why?
I mean, I guess it is.
I don't think that can try it. I mean, you only have three panels. We don't know if the panel setting up why you have to drink a glass of water. It's fucking retarded. I think panel one is you drinking a glass of water. I don't really think it matters.
But
you know why people typically drink glasses of water, Jake? Because they're thirsty. So I think people can, you know, draw that connection.
No, but there has to be some reason that this is unusual behavior.
Oh.
I wish I could remember why I drank water in real life.
Oh, because you were thirsty.
I think I was trying to...
Like, I was... I don't mean to go back to Skyrim, but...
Don't you, though?
I actually did forget to drink water for a long time. And, like, my eyes were really hurting, and I was thirsty, and I was like... And I had to pee. And for some reason, I just forgot how to solve any of those problems. Because I was so engrossed.
Yeah, and you were gross.
Yeah, and I was gross, and I just had to break myself out of that. I had to be like, okay, I gotta go to the bathroom, I gotta get a cup of water. I gotta massage my eyes.
I can't get past, like, 4 p.m. without my eye massage.
Right? Alright, do you think there's anything here? Do you think this comic is even a possibility? Like, is there even a way to punch this?
Yeah, of course there is. There's always a way to punch it.
Of course there is, but are we capable of coming out.
Listen, I'm a comic writing genius. If you give me any two panels, I can make a third panel. That's awesome.
All right, so I'll just sit here and wait for you to come up with it.
I'm not saying I couldn't use a little help from.
You're a genius. I mean, obviously you've mastered comic writing. So I'm just gonna sit here and wait for the idea, so I can then take it to my Photoshop and draw it.
Oh. So. Oh, whoops. Oh shit.
You clearly have not mastered Google Docs.
It's hard.
It is hard.
What we have here is a classic case of drinking water.
Yeah.
Is this crazy?
It seems like there's not a punchline to me, which is why I think it's a little bit crazy.
I mean, what if I just sit down?
That's the punchline. That's such a fizzle.
I just sit down and you're just looking at me like you're waiting for me to do something. And then nothing happened.
That's so retarded. It's like really funny, but it's not, nobody else is gonna like it. Like, I have a really funny image in my head of you're just sitting there with a glass of water and I'm just looking at you. But like nobody's gonna like that. There's not gonna be a single person who likes that.
Are you sure?
I think so.
We could go in that direction,
people,
but
people generally don't like our comics, and I think if I have this feeling that people aren't gonna like it, it's gonna be even worse than usual.
But I think you're giving too. I don't think you count all the people. I think there's a lot of people who have just been like, "Hey, I love all your comics. Keep up the good work," and then they don't keep commenting because why would they?
But is this actually funny? It's hard. Like, is it worth the time investment I have to put into it to draw this?
I mean, it could. Let's see what else we can think of. That's one option.
Yeah.
You could also say something else.
What if it pans out in panel 3 and we're inside a whale's mouth? What if that happens?
Well, that implies it was salt water.
Not necessarily. No, it's like we're sitting in a room and you have a glass of water, like a refreshing glass of water. But the room is inside a whale.
That could be a punchline to another comic. I don't know if it fits here.
Yeah. It doesn't. I was just doing a jump start.
Okay. Good.
What if the water is poisoned and you die?
No. What if I punch a paper bag?
No. That's like your typical lame punch, like so strong I could break this wishbone in half with my bare hands. This is hard. Writing comics is hard.
Yeah.
You guys don't understand. This is hard.
Unless you write comics, maybe then you understand.
Right. That's true. But nobody writes comics while he listens to this.
That's not true.
So. What else? What else we got? You're not giving me any hits.
All right, so let's do it.
Okay, that's what we're going for.
Maybe in one you say something like, all right, not this, but like, hey, save some for the fishes when I'm drinking the water. So just to show that I'm drinking water.
What if it's like, hey, that's my water. Like, you drink my water, you dick.
No.
What if it's that in panel 1 and then in panel 3 I'm just shanking you?
It's so terrible.
And I'm just like white power. White power.
No, I don't want to make white power comics.
What if I shoot you in the head? We haven't done that yet.
Just blow my brains out.
I think if you die in panel 3, there's potential there.
Well, do I die like trying to do something heroic?
It could be like a... It could be a flash forward, and it's just like some guy from the police or like the ambulance just telling me how you died. It's like your brother bravely fought to rescue the children from the orphanage fire, but
yeah, that's what I was imagining. Like I ran into a fire.
Yeah,
but no one was in there, and then but no one needed to be saved.
All he had with him was a cup of water, and it didn't really help.
He kept saying, I feel like I could do anything. Okay, that's got to be the punchline.
Yeah, no, this is where it is. I knew there was something here that was not you sitting down. Which is still kind of funny, but...
I mean, I do feel... I mean, you got that if you're listening. There you go.
Yeah.
This has got to be the punchline. He kept saying, and that's just verbatim the line from panel two.
Is that... I mean, there's more to it than that, right?
Yeah.
It's more to script.
Yeah, no, that's just, like, the punch. Just gotta set it up.
So, do you like that it's a fire?
I think I definitely run into a fire.
Okay.
But I think nobody was in danger.
Yeah. He ran into the orphanage after we had already evacuated everyone.
Maybe in the background of panel three, it's like the charred remains of a building.
Yeah. Could be.
So maybe panel three starts off with you saying, like, so he ran into the burning building?
Yeah.
It's probably a funny way to put that. Like, he ran into the towering inferno. In fuego.
I don't think I would really say that.
So you're telling me he ran into the danger zone?
I don't think so.
You're not very helpful. I guess you did.
Yeah, I did come up with the punchline, so I think I have kind of been helpful.
Well, I came up with the punchline. You came up with the idea.
Well, I'm saying you wouldn't have gotten there if I hadn't come up with the idea of you running into, like, a fire or, like, somebody telling you how you died. Telling me how you died. That's what's funny.
Good bro effort.
Good bro effort. Is it funnier if the firefighter's like, yeah, we almost had the whole, like, we pretty much had all the fires put out except for one, and he ran into the fire?
No, I wanted to... I want the building, like, because then it doesn't seem as dangerous. Like, I want it to seem like I was doing something really stupid.
Yeah.
You're awful. Don't burp in my ears. It's, like, so gross. Like, your digital burp fumes in my fucking ears.
It's adding that special flavor. It's good vibrations.
No, it's terrible vibrations. It's the worst vibrations.
Is it?
It's the worst vibrations.
I don't know. I think you got a little bit too highbrow. I think it's good humor.
It's the worst vibrations.
What kind of man can't enjoy a good burp, Jake?
Me. The kind of man.
You're a bitch.
Writing is so hard.
This shouldn't be that hard.
It's really hard.
What if it's just, yeah, he kept saying, I feel like I could do anything.
I want another line before that. Like, we have no idea why.
Oh, okay.
Everyone was already out.
We already saved all the kids. So I'm not really sure what he was doing. He just kept saying, I feel like I could do anything. You're saying building twice.
I know. I have plans to change that.
What if you just say he ran straight into the flames?
Inferno?
No, I don't like that. It's just complicating it for no reason. It's just using a different word that's not as clear.
Are the flames raging?
Ran straight into the flames. No, they're not raging. They're just flames. Flames tend to rage, so it's kind of implied.
As a rule.
I just don't like to complicate the writing if it's not necessary. You know.
How about with no protection?
Isn't that implied? What if he's holding, like, your burnt shirt? Or something?
No. No. I was destroyed.
How you just incinerated. Does he make mention of the fact that you were just decimated? I think he has to. I think it has to be clear that you died.
he was entirely decimated. Or is that redundant? Maybe that's good.
Wait, what if...
His sacrifice was.
His sacrifice was completely in vain.
Was incredible. It was in so much vain.
Yeah. Is there a way of saying that you were incinerated in a funny way, like, you were vaporized, or?
We could say his untimely incineration was fuck balls.
I don't think that's it.
Not quite there?
Not quite fuck balls.
His ghastly demise. Is it ghastly?
Are we getting too complicated with any language again?
It was a senseless death. It's pretty senseless.
Yeah, you can say that. His death was completely senseless.
Chicken balls.
Chicken balls. See, this is what I'm talking about. You criticize me for burping, and then you make a fucking pterodactyl noise in the middle.
But it's not gross. It's
a little gross.
It's just very annoying.
It's not better. It's not good.
Who's that?
That's my roommate. He's sick.
It's rude.
He's in the suite.
Tell that bitch to get better. Stop coughing on my podcast.
He's sick. He's gonna be coughing.
Don't cough on my podcast. I don't even cough on my podcast.
All right, let's.
I don't even use my fair share of coughing.
Right. Coughing.
Don't do that.
Let's move this along a little bit. Let's expedite this. I think I need to say something.
I think that this has to be the final thing. So maybe.
Really? You don't think? I feel like it might need a resolution after that.
I think it's really funny if it's the last thing that you read.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe if you want to say something, it would be in here.
Maybe like.
You could say something like, at least his sacrifice was totally in vain. He would have wanted that.
That's a different joke.
Well, it's an extra joke.
Yeah. I don't know if you feel like that, yeah.
I don't know, maybe we can't.
I feel like it might detract.
We can't really have you saying, that's what I would have wanted, and then say the death was senseless.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't work with it.
We'll probably have more opportunities to have us die.
Oh, infinite. Infinite opportunity. Do I just ask, like, did he die quickly, or, like, so there was just no point, or, I don't know.
I mean, we could always change the response. If you have something that you want to have you say.
I don't know. I feel like what the fireman's saying here has to be in response to something.
I'm not tied to that one.
Yeah. What if the firefighter doesn't say, we had long since evacuated a building, and instead I say, like, well, it looks like you got everybody out.
But I think we have to imply that everyone was already out when I ran in.
Right.
Because it's not as funny if I ran in to save people.
So I'm saying, what if I ask, like, did everybody else get out fine? And then he's like, by the time he went in, everybody was already out. Like he explains that to me. Like, it becomes apparent at that point.
I don't know. I think that belabors it a bit.
Maybe. It shouldn't be that hard. This is harder than it should be.
Yeah. We're idea men. You don't dig around in the dirt for stupid things.
I mean, we have to.
We have to, yes, but we don't.
You are what you eat.
Dirt. Born in the dirt, you die in the dirt.
You die in the dirt.
You die just as naked as you were when you were alive. Yep. Right in the dirt.
What the fuck is that? Alright, come on. I'm so tired.
Why bring that weak shit into the podcast?
Because I'm weak shit right now.
Our podcast shouldn't suffer for your entertainment. We're supposed to bring entertainment to the peoples.
Right.
The 10 people.
Whatever. Fuck them. yeah. You can't figure this out?
Thinking.
Okay.
Thinking. I'm not thinking very hard.
Think harder. You're a writer.
Thinking about many things. Yeah. Only one of the things I'm thinking about is this comic.
Cool. It's good. It's good. We're on the point.
Maybe you're like weakly struggling to find some reason that, like, you're trying to make some sense out of it.
Yeah.
When he says that we'd long since evacuated the building, the implication is that my death was senseless. So maybe you're trying to make, you come try and come up with some half-assed reason why my death was in any way called for.
Right.
Like,
what if I'm like, any idea why he would have done this? And his response is the punchline.
Well, we already have him saying he's not entirely sure why.
Well, we could change that.
That's true. I don't think you ask a question. I think you make, like, maybe you're just like, oh, that Jake always loved the kids. Like, you know, like you're saying, like, oh, he always wanted to be a hero. He always wanted to save a burning child.
It's the worst. I don't think so.
Maybe you just say, well, at least, and then you just can't think of anything to say, and then the fireman just cuts you off and says it was entirely senseless.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. It's pretty fun. Like, at least, yeah, I think it's funny if I try to quantify it, and I just fail.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of text in this panel.
True.
Yeah. You don't think it's better if he's, like, coming to, like, our house, like, he's at the front door, and he's, like, to tell me that you died, instead of me at the scene of the fire?
I think it's a little bit more interesting if he's, because, like, he wouldn't be in full firefighter getup. Like, I think they just finished putting out the fire.
Okay.
Like, maybe they're still hosing down embers in the back.
Do you want it to be more specific about the building, like, what it was? Like, the hospital or the orphanage or the Chipotle burrito place?
I don't want to give Chipotle a plug.
I mean, that was just an example.
And I feel like if we make it a hospital or an orphanage, it's too heroic. You know? Makes me seem like a better person.
What if it's a GameStop?
No, because then it seems like I ran in for games.
Yeah. What if it's
doesn't mean not to.
Okay, fine.
Cause if we make it a place, it'll probably seem like there was some reason that I would go to that place. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, I wanted mm-hmm. things in the place. Because places yeah, have things in them.
I get it. I get it, dude. I totes get it. Okay, I think it's good. I think we'd done a good one. What's in panel one? You're just drinking a glass of water?
Well, hold up. I don't know if I'm totally happy. It's a little abrupt, the transition between his death was entirely senseless. He just kept saying. Do you think it is?
That's an yeah, it's a little abrupt.
He has to bridge it somehow, but like saying, like, maybe.
What about a comma?
Well, maybe a semicolon, if you want.
A little bit crazy.
Well, not a comma. We've gone over this before that you don't understand what commas do.
He needs a comma here, though. He's quoting someone. He needs a comma. Right?
Sure.
Wait, does it? Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe a colon?
No, not a colon. Jesus. I'm really sorry if you're listening to this.
You can just edit this part out.
I like parts that embarrass you.
Good. Like that. This has gone on too long. I thought, it's like we wrote a funny comic and I didn't think it was going to take us this long to finish it. And it is.
The bridging line could just be like, we tried to stop him.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That actually helps it a lot, I think.
Yeah, that's what it needed.
What if it's we tried to stop him, but he just kept saying?
I like that last sentence as its own sentence.
Okay.
So I think it's a little more punchy if it's on its own.
Okay, good.
All right, so then one, I think I'm drinking the glass of water like I'm almost done. I'm pounding it back, and like almost all the water is out of the glass.
Am I not in panel one?
I think you are. I think you have something to say in panel one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think just to establish the fact that I don't usually drink a lot of water. You could say it's a little early to be hitting the water flask, the water jugs.
That doesn't make sense, though. Do we want it to make sense? It
doesn't need to.
Okay.
Or you could make some sort of crack about... I mean, we have to establish that it's, like, not liquor or something.
Well, I mean, the name of the title of the strip would kind of make that...
I don't think I'm actually going to make the title H2O. That was
really?
That was a humor joke.
That's kind of humorous.
It's only humorous if you know how played out that is and you understand that I'm being ironic, but I feel like it would come across as though I actually thought that was a clever thing to say.
Maybe. It wouldn't to me, but I guess that's because...
I think I'd rather think of something that's actually clever.
Okay.
In the real world. 2011 AD.
What if it's instead of backdraft, it's front draft?
Hydro draft.
No. So you're drinking the water...
Operation Hydra Stomp.
No. Stop thinking of titles while I'm here. That's your job later.
It's your private time.
Yeah. Keep that shit to yourself.
Poop. Whoa. Drinking water. Big man. Nailed it.
God damn it. What if I just say, well, this is unexpected.
But I think you have to use the word water. Water.
Water?
I want to... Listen, the water lobby is paying me a lot of money for this comic, so I just want to make it... Just need to make sure it pops.
If I just say, like... Did you run out of liquor? Like, why are you drinking water? Or... Maybe we don't want your character to be a drunk.
I mean, you could say, you're drinking water? Are we out of beer?
Yeah.
That's kind of lame.
It is. It's really lame.
because you could say, are we out of crack?
That's just so weird. Now our characters are crackheads, too. Like, we're just the worst people.
Maybe there's something completely nonsensical that we ran out of that has... It makes no sense why I would have resorted to water after we ran out of this. Like, we ran out of... Like pizza bagels or something.
I don't know. It seems like random just for the sake of being random. It might be too... It's too random.
But if we think of the right thing, it could be funny for the sake of being funny.
Right. I don't know if we need to overthink that part, though. We just need to have you drinking water.
Yeah, but there's no reason to have a line that isn't funny if it could be funny.
Okay.
Because then... If we make the first panel funny, then all three panels are funny. It's like three comics. Three comics. In one. Comic.
Fuck. I think it's funny if I make mention of some kind of alcoholic beverage. But not beer, because that's lame. We run out of...
Schnapps.
Did you run out of cooking wine?
Nah, that's a little cliche, hitting the cooking cherry.
Yeah, that's true.
You say, did you run out of fuzzy navel?
The fuck is that?
It's like this really girly, like, alcoholic beverage.
Nobody's gonna know what that is.
Doesn't matter. It's just panel one.
The second ago you were saying there's no reason the line shouldn't be funny, and now it's gonna be something nobody's gonna get.
People know what fuzzy navel is.
What if they just think you were drinking a fuzzy belly button?
No, I don't think so.
Am I?
A fuzzy navel is a mixed drink made from peach schnapps and orange juice.
What if there's a gay mixed drink besides that that would be more recognizable? Like, did you run out of your cosmopolitan mix?
I don't know if there's anything that sounds as funny as Fuzzy Navel that's quite as gay.
It's true.
I mean, I think we can give the impression that you're mocking me and not that I, like...
Yeah, yeah, no, it has to be a mocking thing. Did you run out of Monster? No, that's just a typical gamer thing.
Oh, I guess you ran out of Fuzzy Navel.
It's weird saying you ran out of a cocktail, though. Because it's made up of things.
Maybe, I know I've had, like, Fuzzy Navel, like, in a can or something. I don't know if there's, like, a thing.
Yeah. All right, whatever, that's good.
Wait, hold up. No, that's a good point. I want to make sure that... I want to make sure that we're not amateurs anymore. I don't want to just put things in our comics that aren't facts.
We are amateurs.
Yeah, that's fine. Seagram's, Peach Fuzzy Navel. This is what I've had. Flavor wine coolers. We could just say wine coolers. That's a more broad thing.
But you just said like Fuzzy Navel's a funny thing.
Yeah, but it's like Seagram, like it is just a mixed drink. It's only like this specific brand that is in
right.
a bottle.
Right. Yeah, it's too specific. So maybe
we could
wine
say
coolers.
Wine coolers.
That's much more broad, and it'll end up being funnier, even though it's a funny word. Because if people don't understand, like, I don't know what the fuck Fuzzy Navel is. I wouldn't have looked it up, so.
Yeah, I guess if I never had it, I wouldn't know either.
Yeah.
But it is kind of a funny.
So yeah, put wine coolers there. Wine coolers or wine spritzers?
Wine coolers.
Okay.
I think wine cooler has a pretty negative connotation.
Yeah, no, that's good. Also, I don't know if a wine spritzer is something you can get in a bottle either.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
I think that's just wine mixed with seltzer. Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. All right, this is good. I think we finished.
Well, read it. Check it over. Make sure you like every single part.
I don't know if I like you mean hydrated. Do you feel hydrated? Maybe just...
Huh? Bleh.
I don't like the repetition in my line, too.
I guess the repetition I think is funny if it's the way I read it.
Maybe it is funny. I don't know.
You mean hydrated. You feel hydrated. I don't know if it comes across like that.
It doesn't. What if I'm just like, that's hydration? Like, you're getting hydrated.
Yeah, sure.
You feel like, I feel
hydrated? Because there has to be the juxtaposition of high and hydrated, so that has to be the first
yeah.
part. You're talking about hydration.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. I don't know if I like long since evacuated. That's too, like, English major. Like, it should just be...
Fireman on the street?
Yeah, it's just fireman. We had already evacuated the building. I think that just rolls off better.
Okay. If you say so.
I think it's, once again, you're making the language fancy just to make it fancy. It doesn't need to be fancy.
But, I can't even think of what you just said. What did you say?
You're making the language
no,
fancy.
No, shut up. What was the line?
Oh. We had already evacuated the building.
Already? See, I can't even think of these plebeian words.
I mean, the thing is, good writing is not just fancier vocabulary.
You're a plebisaur.
Okay. Touché.
Okay. So, yeah, that's good. Cool.
All right, good job. Way to stick it.
In the pooper.
Yeah, good. Say that at least once a podcast is good. All right, well, I've got dragons to slay, so I'm gonna get out of here.
Can you stop ever making any sort of reference to Skyrim in my presence?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Listen, I'm asking you as your brother.
This is my life.
Yeah, but just don't. I don't want to hear about it because I'm not gonna play it. I'm not gonna play it for many moons.
Dragons.
Like seriously, don't make me think about it because I will if you make me think about Skyrim more than I have to, I will just wait until an opportunity arises where it's very convenient for me to inflict harm on you, and then I will take advantage of the situation.
I'm just saying you should play Skyrim now because it's awesome.
Yeah, but see, you're also not listening to what I'm saying.
I don't give a shit. I can defend myself.
I mean, it's not me about defense. I'm just going to wait until, like, you can't play something, and then I'm going to poop on you.
But, okay. So, see you guys later.
Tell your friends about the comic strip.
Yeah. If we haven't said that enough.
Nobody knows about them, though.
We need more Toms.
Nobody knows about them.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
The comics.
Trouble I make. The
comics we do. Comics
we do.
To the comics.
Let's just end this. This is bad.
I closing words.
Enjoy your winter.
I was sailing the ocean's blue, and then I fell in love with you.
Gay.
I want to do that over again. Wait, that was gay. I want to do it over again.
You're gonna edit that out?
No. Stop asking me that.
Well, I'd never know for sure.
Because if you ask me about it, then I have to edit that part out.
No, you don't. That's funny. It's so meta.
Well, I'm not editing it out now because now I'm bringing attention to it.
You gonna edit that?
No. This is all good. This is all Golden Girls.
Ew. Golden Show.
I was sailing the ocean black, and then I had a heart attack.
That wasn't good either.
I know. There's no good way to end a podcast with a rhyme of that sailing.
I was sailing to the discotheque, and I had a baby.
See, that wasn't...
You just gotta do it. You just gotta...
That wasn't even anything.
It was great. It was good.
Nothing's good.
Quality material.
Sorry.
Should be sorry.
No, I wasn't apologizing to you.
Yes, you were. Alright, see you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. There was a time when I enjoyed Vidalia. There was no other fruit I dared my lips to touch. My granddaddy, he prescribed Vidalia. Whatever ails you, heart disease, and grip and such. But 2 years after this medicine, you're properly exposed. The benefits of health, well, then respect. Oh, eat it like an apple of a deep-colored rose. Sweet victory will be yours to dissect. But how my palate grew tired. So sweet, so sweet, so sweet. No thanks, I'll take to feel.